Caroline Funk is sorting through about 100 small plastic bags. They're laid out across a table in the back room of the Museum of the Aleutians in Unalaska.
A lot of toes and ribs. Here's a bird bone.
She's looking through bits and pieces of animal bones found in ancient Unangah village sites across the Aleutian chain.
Oh, here we go. That's why this bag is here. This is a scapula.
Funk is an archaeologist from the University of Buffalo in New York. She and her colleagues are looking for remains from stellar sea lions, northern fur seals, and Pacific cod. The reason why? So they can scan them for mercury.
We are looking at how mercury is present in the marine food web over thousands of years to better understand implications for today.
Funk is part of a research project called Aleutian Mercury Dynamics. They want to create a timeline to see mercury levels in the Aleutian Islands over the last few thousand years. So they're collecting bone samples from ancient archaeological sites across the region to analyze. She traveled to Unalaska last summer with another scientist from the project, Nicole Mazzarti, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
So the Mercury Project is, in a very simple term, a group of scientists trying to figure out a modern-day mystery by looking at the past. For some reason or another, there are places across the Aleutian chain that are turning into hotspots for mercury, where mercury's been increasing in stellar sea lion pups over the last decade or so.
So researchers know that there are mercury hotspots, but Mazzarti says they don't know exactly how the mercury got there.
We know that there are natural sources of mercury. Volcanic eruptions are a natural source of mercury. As the permafrost in the Arctic is melting, that is releasing mercury into the soils and the waters, and those waters are flushing down into the ocean. So there's all sorts of ways that mercury can make its way into the food web.
So there are natural causes, but how much of it is also caused by humans? The main thing they're really trying to do is to see if there have been similar spikes in the pre-industrial age.
Is it coming from factories down south or in Asia that's being blown over and dropping here? We don't know. Well, if we look 4,000 years in the past and we have times in the past when there are spikes in mercury that are as much or bigger than the mercury we're finding now, then we know this isn't completely a human, you know, a human problem. Like, humans didn't necessarily cause all of this.
Bones can tell you what the animal was eating and where it was eating it. Mazzarti says they can extract reproductive hormones, stress hormones, and ancient DNA. And all they need is a tiny little bit of bone.
And this is actually a diamond bit, a diamond-covered drill bit. This actually cuts the slices. It smells like a dentist's office. So this is all the cortical bone that I wanted. So I'll take another slice, and I'm basically aiming for about 2 grams total so that we can do all the different types of studies that we want to do. It really doesn't take much bone at all.
Back in Fairbanks, Mazzarti and the team crush the bone fragments into powder and start inspecting them.
It appears that we do have some changes through time over the last 4,000 years, 4,500 actually from there. And we're looking at what those patterns might mean. So we don't really have an answer for any of that yet.
They don't have a lot of the answers they're hoping to find yet. This is the beginning of a long, complicated process, and researchers expect to go through hundreds of samples over the next few years. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Theo Greenlee.